you're greedy.
Oh, shoot. Hold on.
All right, we're going to play Needy or Greedy in a sec. Give you the keyword. So you know what you do. When you get on the radio, if you want to be needy, we got 92 bucks for you. If you want to be greedy, guess the jackpot. If you're right, we'll give you the money. And I said, going into the news 20 minutes ago, I was going to call our boss to ask him a question as to why today's keyword is
You've been having
keyword.
A real problem with these lately, man.
Get the answer. If he sees it coming from my cell phone, then he'll probably ignore.
Or he might think there's a problem because he knows the show is on. Like, why would you be calling from your cell phone?
Yo, Alex, man, I know you're listening. Answer the phone.
Your call has been forwarded.
2 days in a row. 2 days in a row.
Yo, why are you ducking me, dog? That was definitely him listening
bro,
right now. And
he doesn't want to come on the radio. Please.
Anyway, today's keyword is dip.
Oh.
D-I-P, all right?
All right.
So text dip along with your name to 925555.
All right.
For needy or greedy, we'll play. What? He said what?
I can tell you why.
You can tell me why what?
It's dip.
Okay, why?
National French Dip Day.
Oh.
Are you helping him with these words, Maury?
It sounds like it.
I bet you he is.
So, no.
No, what's the truth? You what? You send him a list of every day is a national whatever day, and you should use these words.
The suggestion was French.
No. But is that what you're doing?
Maybe.
Yeah. So it is you.
No, I didn't pick today's word. I suggested French.
It is you.
I didn't say dip. I said French.
No, but you are supplying him with
the suggestions.
Yeah, it's a national whatever, whatever.
French dip day. Let's go with French.
So what was yesterday? Yesterday's keyword was hay. What was yesterday? National hay day?
No, yesterday there was no day. Somebody just picked hay.
Somebody.
Alex said hay. Probably drove by a farm.
Okay. I can't.
All right. Text dip, D-I-P, along with your name to 925555, and we'll get you on the radio to play needy or greedy. It's 8:01, 1 degree. Waza Boca, Kiss 92.5.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we ain't nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the caution rail. I don't want to call it off, but you don't want to call it love. You only want to be the one that I call baby. Cause I'm the poison, poison. Shoot, I'm not a shot, but stop the feeling.
92.5's needy
or greedy.
Oh, where'd they go? Maury. Where'd Evelyn go? She dipped. By the way, today's keyword for needy or greedy is dip. All right, if you want to play. We'll play every hour till 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Two choices. If you want to be needy, we got $92 for you. If you'd like to be greedy, you got the jackpot. If you're right, that money is yours. Hello, Evelyn. Welcome.
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. I got so scared. The line dropped.
Okay. Uh-oh. Well, here you are. What is your choice? You're going to be needy or you're going to... Oh, wait. Yeah. Actually, before we get what your choice is, do you want to know what the last guess was?
Sure.
Yeah. So last night, Crystal called in and guessed $884. She was wrong. The jackpot is lower than $884. So, Evelyn, are you going to be needy and take the $92? Or are you going to be greedy and try and guess the jackpot?
I'm going to be greedy.
I'm going for it. All right.
Evelyn, what's your greedy guess?
Oh, this is really tough one here. I'm going to go for
$883. Now, is that a number you just came up with?
Nope, I've been working on it.
Oh, okay. Really? This has been your number from the beginning?
Well...
No, based on everything that you know, I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
All right, Evelyn with the guess of $883. Evelyn, who seems to know this game. Evelyn, who seems to have been listening. Evelyn, let's hope you're right.
Oh, my goodness. Come Fingers on. And toes are crossed.
Come on.
$883.
Come on. Do it. Yes. No!
That is not the answer, Evelyn.
Oh, no!
Evelyn, the jackpot is actually lower than 883.
Oh, okay.
I can try again, though. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for playing. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys. Have an awesome day.
Bye-bye. We'll play every hour till 6 p.m., which means next gameplay for Needy or Greedy is 9 a.m. DIP, D-I-P, is your keyword that you are texting with your name, 925-555.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Home on Kiss 92.5.
Celebrate mornings.
Job raising you. When I create, you're my muse. The kind of smile that makes the news. Can't nobody throw shade on your name in these streets. Triple threat, you a boss, you a bank, you a beast. You make it easy to choose. You got a mean touch, I can't refuse.
No, I can't refuse it.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Go just make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all
need a sponsor, no, you're the brand now. You're my rock, my Colorado. Got that ring, just like Toronto. Love you now, a little more tomorrow. That's how I feel, act like you know that you are. Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Gorgeous, make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention. Yeah, these are my only intentions. Stay in the kitchen cooking up, catch your own bread. Whip it. Heart full of equity, you're an asset. Make sure that you don't need no mentions. Yeah, yeah, these are my only intentions.
No cap, no pretending, you don't need mentions. No cap. Got them saying goals, they don't wanna be independent. Tell them to mind your business, we in our feelings. It's 50-50 percentage, attention we need commitment. We gotta both admit it. We both listen. It's a blessing, cause we both get it. You the best thing, and I don't need a witness. I'ma find me a ring and pray it's perfect fitted. Perfect.
Picture perfect, you don't need no filter. Or just make them drop dead, you a killer. Shower you with all my attention.
I will.
Yeah, these are my only intentions. Stay in the kitchen cooking up, catch your own bread.
Hey, this is Taylor Swift.
Live in Toronto.
Hi.
Thanks to Rogers, the proud presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
Nina, hello, it's Roz and Mocha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you know we've been getting people qualified for these Taylor Swift concert tickets. How long had you been trying to get tickets for any of these six shows?
2 years and for any show anywhere I could get to.
Yeah. What was the most expensive ticket you saw?
$3,500 for the 500.
Oh, wow. Nosebleeds. Wow. Damn, that sucks. And are you the Swiftie, or are you like desperately trying to get these for someone else?
I'm not. I'm taking my Swiftie Betsy. She actually went to the Austria show that got canceled because of the bombing threat.
Oh wow.
Canceled, so I'm trying to get redemption for her.
Yeah. Wow. And is this one of those things that if you got the tickets, you know, you'd make like a full day of it? Like, are you going to take the day off of work? Are you guys going to do stuff downtown?
Yeah, there's tailgate parties set up. There's everything. There's like karaoke parties.
All right. What's your friend's name?
Emily.
All right. Let Emily know she got to take the day off work.
No way.
Yeah.
You're lying.
No.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Nina, you're up to see Taylor Swift November 23rd, Rogers Center, all thanks to Rogers.
Thank you so much. I'm shaking.
Oh, you got it. You guys are going to have a great time.
I'm going to take it off.
Okay, here we go.
Hang on the line, okay?
Thank you.
All right, and we do have another set of tickets for that November 23rd show that we'll give away in 24 hours. What you got to do is listen out for back-to-back Taylor Swift throwbacks. When you hear that, you're going to text today's keyword, which is reputation. You're going to text that along with your name to 925-555. I could tell you this, between now and when the Roz and Mocha show ends at 10 a.m., we will be playing back-to-back Taylor Swift. Your new keyword is reputation. That's what you text to 925-555.
Listen up.
The Roz and Mocha Show
on Kiss.
Yo, yo, are you there?
I'm here.
Yes, yes, yes. Love this.
Roz and Mocha Sensing Moments.
Get it off your chest.
A very popular segment on the Roz and Mocha Show, Vented Moments. Oh boy, we got the platform for you.
So you don't have to say who you are. You never have to give your name on Vented Moments, but if you want to, go ahead. These are the things that are driving people crazy that maybe you can't say publicly. You don't want to say publicly. You can't say to your family. Maybe it's about your family. Who knows? But you can come on the show. We'll give you the platform and you can just go off. So caller, what is your Vented Moment? What are you venting about today?
Well, today I have two things to vent about. My husband that I've been married to for 33 years has so many bad habits, but these are two. He decides he wants to do laundry, so he gets the Tide detergent, and there's a spout side, and then there's the cap. Uh-huh. He decides to use the cap. Uh-huh. Well, once he uses the cap, I go in to do the laundry, and I go pick it up to pour it on the spout side, And guess what? He doesn't screw on the cap. It happens all the time, I tell him. It happens with the oil. It happens with vinegar. I'll just go put it away, and it's not screwed on. And it drives me crazy. And I've put sticky notes up, and it doesn't work. It's nuts.
What's his explanation, though?
I forgot.
So is he, just so explain this to me, your husband's issue is that he doesn't, when he takes the cap off something, he doesn't screw it back on, he just places it back on?
Yeah, he just places it back on and goes on his way.
Okay. And that's not just with the laundry detergent, it's with like everything else.
Everything. And sometimes the cap, I'll look for it, the oil will be on one side, and I'm thinking, where's the cap? It's on the other side of the island. It's like, John.
So even like a jar, let's say, will he do the same thing with a jar?
Anything
with a lid.
I wonder what that is. I wonder why he doesn't.
Does that also apply to, like, let's say a Tupperware lid?
Oh my God, he wouldn't put that on at all.
No, come on, he'd Mocha, don't be there. Silly.
No. Anything. I don't understand. Like, anything that has to be screwed on, it's never screwed on. So I just don't get it.
When you say you leave sticky notes, what are the sticky notes?
I'll just say, turn the cap.
And you put that, like, on the laundry detergent?
I put it everywhere. I've put it everywhere, even in the kitchen, and it doesn't work.
See, back in the day, the thing that used to drive me crazy was with the laundry detergent. People used to use the cap to measure the laundry detergent, right? Even though the thing in the washing machine has a fill-to-here line. You don't need to use the cap, right?
But
people would use the cap, right? And then they would put the cap back on, and whatever was left in that cap would come running down the side of the detergent bottle, and then you would grab it with your hand, and it was like sticky, right? And it felt weird. And then you didn't know, like at first you'd be freaked out because you're like, ooh, why is the bottle sticky? And then you'd have to clean it up. And then I don't know. Anyway, I get that. I get it with the laundry detergent. I just don't understand why somebody would not put the cap on vinegar before putting it. That's dangerous to me.
Okay. So that is vent number one. About John.
Let's go. Okay, let's line him up.
What's next?
Vent number two is he gets up in the morning, going to get some towels, opens the cupboards, gets the towel. Cupboards stay open. God forbid. I just don't get that. Goes into the drawer to get his socks or underwear, and that drawer is open. It's like, all you have to do is just shut that. But he never, ever does it.
So he just, cupboards just, open, drawers everything open. That requires being open, he just leaves open. Doesn't matter what it is.
I don't get it.
He doesn't close anything.
I'm not sure.
Okay, when he leaves your home, does he lock the door with the key?
Well, no, he actually does lock the door because I've said many times, we're still sleeping, so you better make sure that door is locked.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, I have to say he does do that.
Okay.
So drawers and cupboard doors are left open.
Always.
And in the kitchen, too? Like, if he gets a mug, he doesn't fully close the cupboard door?
That actually closes automatically, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
Well, I think you found the answer to all your problems.
Yes, right? Yes. I just kind of, you know what? I've said it so many times that I'm just living with it. Because he does a lot of good things, so... Uh-huh. I guess I can accept those two bad things.
Okay. But is he just constantly apologizing then? Like constantly?
And
like,
never.
Oh.
Never.
Oh, so if you're like, hey, you left the cupboard door open, he's not going to go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He just does what? Closes it or does nothing?
He actually doesn't even answer me.
He doesn't even answer.
Hey, my guy John. Hey, listen, you know what? We actually have just a little bit more time. Can you come up with like a third thing that you want to vent about?
You really want me to, don't you?
Yeah, just one more. Really quick.
What happens is he'll go to the bathroom and do his business. And in between, he flushes the toilet. And I'm thinking, okay, he's done peeing. But no, he continues. So then when I go to the bathroom, there it is.
Oh,
so I'm not understanding why halfway he flushes the toilet, but then he's still going.
So wait a second. Does he stand or sit to pee?
Oh, he stands.
He stands. And while he's peeing, he leans down and flushes?
I guess he can do it. Maybe he has long arms. I have no idea. I've never really watched him.
He flushes mid-pee, finishes peeing, and then doesn't flush again.
Correct. I actually asked him the other day, it's like, why do you do that? He said, I think it's just a bad habit because usually you're out and you don't want people to listen to you pee, so I flush in between so they don't hear me. That was his answer.
So he flushes while he's peeing so people don't hear him pee.
Exactly. I said, but it's in the middle of the night. Who cares? It's just me. He said, yeah, I know, but I'm just used to that.
Habit.
Where's it? Like, was this guy in the joint or something? Like... Like, he's got a lot of really, really weird habits.
He does, but you know what? He's amazing. He cooks, he cleans, he's an amazing husband. So you know what? I'll accept those few bad habits.
All right.
Big up, John. Hey, big up, John. This is a successful vented moment. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Kiss 92.5.
Yeah. Represent. Home of Roz and Mocha.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Serious. I try, but I can't figure out. I've been next to you all night and still don't know what you're about. You keep talking, but not much coming out your mouth. Can't you tell that I want you? I say, yeah. I will want myself. The prison will be. I'll put you through hell. Just know me, yeah, yeah. So sure of yourself. Baby, don't get greedy. That you want it well. Ooh, and well. I see you hiding me down, but you never know much past my name.
Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, BC. They got a hockey team called the Red Leafs. And they posted this great video on TikTok the other day.
And this is a what age team?
Their age, like, I'd say like 19 to 21.
Okay.
Right? In and around there. Maybe 18.
Okay.
Is the youngest. The question was, what birth year do you consider old?
Oh.
Listen to them. Again, this is Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, BC. Their hockey team, the Red Leafs. Wes, hello. Wes.
What birth year do you consider old?
1999.
Like anything below, like 1995 or lower.
Before the 90s.
1999?
Yeah, 99's gotta be old for sure.
Probably anything before like 1990.
What birth year do you consider old?
2003.
Oh! I would say like a 98 is getting old.
2002, because that's older than me.
What birth year do you consider old?
Anything past the 2000s. Out of my
era. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of these kids are answering. The look on Maria's face. Your eye, first of all, I've never seen you open your mouth that wide in shock. And your eyes look like they're about to pop out of your head. Say again?
Oh, there you go. It's ridiculous. I am, first of all, anything after the 90s is, I can understand getting up there.
Uh-huh. Okay. However,
anything at least 96
He's not old. You're,
remind everyone.
There was
again.
A lot of 1999s in there.
Yeah. What was your birth year? Old. Your birth year is what again?
I'm a 96. I'm not old.
You weren't even close to their cutoff.
Yeah, not even. One guy said anything before 2003.
2003.
Like, that's
no sane person thinks that 22 years old is old.
No.
Everyone who answered the ridiculous ages is probably 19 years old.
Yes. Yeah, I would say they're on definitely in the younger half.
And they're going to get to 25 and realize I'm not old anymore.
You would think, though, that like when you were like when you're 18 and somebody goes, hey, what's considered old? You would think that you would at least throw one of your like your parents' birth years in there.
Sure.
Right? Like, I think that's what most 18-year-olds would do. Right. Like, you would just like, you know, throw your parents' date of birth in there.
I also
think none of these guys did.
God, their heads would explode if they found out when you were born.
Shut up.
I also think at that age, they have a misconception of like what you do at certain ages or how old you feel.
Also, how confident are you in their math skills?
Oh, like zero. Okay.
As confident as I am in mine.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
On Kiss.
Kiss 92.5.
Oh, quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why I have his clothes when missing my body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
Feels like minus 4-7 is the high, but gonna feel like 3 this afternoon. It's gonna sound 2-5. Good morning.
This boy got me hooked, made me drive my girl drive, dark brown eyes, the way that he smiles, just kissing me. With his hand on my thigh, he made it all night. This boy got me hooked, every day of the week, fulfilling my needs. He's so fine, gotta make him mine. With his hand on my thigh, he made it all night. This boy got me hooked. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. We can elevate again. To my heart, peanut butter and jelly. If you keep it up, I'll let you put something in my belly. I've been loving you, loving you, loving, loving you, loving you. I feel like I can't get to you, one in a million. I'ma get on a fly, let's B&B. Fold up, I'ma leave it on B&B. Se muere tu cuerpo, muere tu cuerpo, se muere tu cuerpo, se muere. And I'ma run with you forever. Cause this boy got me hooked, made me drop my drug life. Dark brown eyes, the way that he smiles, just kissing me. Put his hand on my thigh, he made it all night. This boy, he got me hooked. Every day of the week, fulfilling my needs. He's so
to my pride, push right to my belly. And I'ma call you Winnie, how you licking my honey? I ride it like a soldier. Give it to you, I'm a soldier.
And after nearly 2 years, Taylor Swift finally brings the record-breaking Eras Tour to venues in Toronto and Vancouver. The final dates of the most successful live show ever. I'm Rick Campanelli, and we're celebrating the beginning of the end with a special show with some of Canada's biggest T-Swift fans. You, join us for Taylor Swift, It's a Love Story, Thursday at 5 p.m. Hear it first on the Seeker app.
Breaking Lotomax Dream News. With Tuesday's Lotomax jackpot at an estimated $60 million, plus an estimated six max millions, maxed out dreams are rapidly popping up across the country, turning pools into lakefront cottages, boats into super yachts, decks into rooftop spas. It's dreaming like we've never dreamed before. Tuesday's Lotomax jackpot is an estimated $60 million, plus an estimated six max millions. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Hi, can I get a...
Yep, the McValue menu has a lot of delicious options for under $4 each plus tax, so it's okay to take
a
minute when ordering. The McValue menu. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. The one from Barry. But Newmar Rewards still makes me feel like a star. I get offers on all my favorites at Metro and Food Basics. Moi Rewards. Made for everyone, even me, Ryan Reynolds. Join today and save.
The Ross Petty Panto is back. You and your family are invited to a holiday musical extravaganza. Enjoy the Wizard of Oz like you've never seen it before. Audiences of all ages will embark on a whimsical journey alongside Dorothy and her beloved companions as they navigate the fantastical landscapes of Tarazto, brimming with laughter, toe-tapping hit songs, and mischievous antics. Secure your tickets for a rip-roaring merry time at CanadianStage.com.
From November 7th to 13th, the Great Save event is on at Sport Chek. Take 25% off full-priced items on the top brands in sport. Plus, save up to 50% on featured door crashers. See in store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
Red One.
We're coming at you.
Is the movie event of the holiday season.
Santa Claus has been kidnapped.
You're going to help us find him.
You can't trust this guy. He's on the list.
He's a naughty lister.
Naughty lister? Dwayne Johnson.
We got snowmen!
Chris Evans.
I might just go back to the car.
Let's save Christmas.
I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
All right.
Let's save Christmas. There it is.
Only in theaters November 15th.
Oh, Maya. Maya. She loves being cool. 21 degrees is her favorite number. God, she's the coolest, especially at night. So I raised the temp at 10 p.m. because she gets chilly when she sleeps. Maya loves using less energy, and I love Maya. We're basically besties.
With SmartFlow from Enbridge Sustain, you won't have to think about your HVAC, but it will always be thinking of you. With smart controls and zero upfront costs, visit EnbridgeSustainSmartFlow.com to learn more.
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance select remaining 2024 Sentra from 0.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with a Nissan Sentra, featuring a beautifully redesigned front grille and sporty design. And the available around-view monitor helps give you a 360 view of what's around you, and maybe what having superpowers feels like. Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca for details.
It's
the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Cozy up with festive classics and heartwarming movies streaming all day, every day to get you in the holiday spirit. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Until November the 18th, live and listen to all the magic of an Air France rendezvous. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
On KISS 92.5, brought to you by redtag.ca.
Taylor Swift fans.
Roz and Mocha.
On KISS 92.5.
As you know, we have a set of tickets to give away to see Taylor Swift November 23rd, Rogers Center, sold out show, one of six. And what you got to do is listen out for back-to-back Taylor Swift throwbacks here on Kiss all day today. Get qualified. We'll give away tickets in less than 24 hours. The keyword you need today is reputation. That is what you're texting with your name to 925-555. Back-to-back Taylor Swift will happen at some point during the Roz and Mocha Show. We are here until 10 a.m. So listen out for that and then get ready to text.
There we go. Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do the news!
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
Delivered by Pizza Pizza. It's game day, Toronto. Use code LEAFSDEL for free delivery on your online order.
Oh, the astrology world on TikTok is upside down.
What happened? Did they see that coming?
Because astrology on TikTok is a huge thing. I didn't even know that.
Massive thing.
Massive. People are pissed because they all got the election results wrong.
Oh, okay. No.
So here, I'll play you one quick reaction and then we'll get into it a little bit.
I'm sad about the election too. But what I'm especially sad about is the fact that I can no longer trust a single TikTok astrologer on this app. So, thanks.
I can no longer. Maria, you're on TikTok a lot. Uh-huh. And you see all those astrologers. Do you believe in what they are saying? Like when they tell you and they specifically talk about, like, you know, your sign or whatever?
I'll listen. Uh-huh. I don't know if I believe it all.
Okay. So, a lot of the most popular astrologists on TikTok predicted, of course, Kamala Harris would win. They read the charts of both Harris and Trump and Biden and the birth chart of the USA itself. Many had agreed that Harris's chart aligned with success on and after election day. For example, on Harris's birth chart on Tuesday, Saturn was transiting her 10th house of career and public image, which can signify stepping into a more powerful role. On Trump's chart, Jupiter was conjunct his Uranus, suggesting chaos and disruption. Okay.
What? Sorry, Jupiter.
I don't know. But now all the astrologists on TikTok are having to defend their livelihoods because everybody's like, whoa, wait a second. Are you a fraud? And now all the fraud astrologists on TikTok are out here now trying to fight for their lives because this is how they...
Everything's been thrown off. Mercury has been in retrograde.
Just wait. Let me play one of the top astrologists. Okay, here we go.
Astrology, again, is like math, right? You can give a math problem to a mathematician. The mathematician still can make a mistake and get the answer wrong. Wow. That doesn't mean math isn't real. That's completely illogical. I feel that same way about astrology. So you can say that I'm wrong. I really don't care. But don't say that astrology isn't real. My interpretation can be wrong, and I'm willing to accept that. But as I have said in many previous videos, this does not, to me, look like we vote and there's a winner and that's that. What it looks like to me is that we had a Mars-Pluto opposition the 3rd and the 4th of November. And you can't think of astrology as, okay, it will happen on that day and that is it. Really, it's a reverbing system. So it's like when a bomb strikes, it reverberates out and out and out. And that's how we see the astrology play out.
Okay, there we go. Fighting for their lives. Jeez.
Mars and Jupiter. All up in Uranus. Too close.
Because TikTok's a great place for that, right?
Like
they make a ton of money off doing that stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's so many people that, like, if you ever go on the live page, they have, like, live readings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, amazing.
It's big business, man. It's big. It's big business.
We should start that here.
We should.
Mocha Astrology?
Oh, absolutely. I got the best outfit for that, too. GQ cover, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, was asked, because if you remember back in 2017, he was posting videos from his gym and somebody noticed a water bottle that looked like it had urine in it. And then he had to reveal that, yes, when he's working out, he pees in water bottles.
No, thanks.
And then the story came out that he also does that on movie sets. When he's just standing around, somebody will bring him a water bottle and he'll whiz in the water bottle. And then I guess some PA takes it off and dumps it. So GQ asked if the rumors that he pees in water bottles on set are true. And all The Rock said was, yeah, that happens. Mm-hmm. And then the they went on to talk about how his new movie, Red One, The Wrap, wrote an article talking about he was late to set 7 to 8 hours a day, causing the film's production budget to balloon to $250 million. Dwayne The Rock Johnson says, yeah, that happens, but not that amount, by the way. That was a bananas amount. That's crazy ridiculous. And he also called the speculation that he's difficult to work with BS. So yes, he pees in water bottles at home and in the gym and on set. He was late to set, the production balloon, but he denies that it was 8 hours late to set every day. That's very late, by the way.
Yeah.
That is very, very, very late, by the way.
That's a whole work day.
Yes. Do we have time for Denzel Washington or no?
Always.
Always. Denzel Washington, starting to talk about retiring, and during one interview, he literally lays out the rest of his career with one amazing surprise.
I'm only interested in working with the best. I don't know how many more films I'm going to make. It's probably not that many. I want to do things I haven't done. I played Othello at 22. I'm about to play Othello at 70. After that, I'm playing Hannibal. After that, I've been talking with Steve McQueen about a film. After that, Ryan Coogler is writing a part for me in the next Black Panther.
Boom.
After that, I'm going to do the film Othello.
Boom.
After that, I'm going to do King Lear.
Hold up.
After that, I'm going to retire.
Boom. Well, there we go.
Hold on a second.
So, yeah. Wow.
Black Uncle Panther's said it on that note. Gonna be a Black Panther! That is like the greatest news ever!
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, it's kind of badass.
One more of the news with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On KISS 92.5. Fighting for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me dream. Dive bar on the east side, where you at? Blowing lights at my nightstand in the black. Come here, you can meet me in the back. Dark jeans and your Nikes, look at you. Oh, damn, never seen that color blue. Just think of the fun things we could do. Cause I love. Reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. Yeah, I want you. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me dream. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it chill that you're in my head? Cause I know that it's delicate. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it too soon to do this yet? Cause I know that it's delicate. Isn't it delicate? Third floor on the west side, me and you. Handsome, you're a mansion with a view. Do the girls back home touch you like I do? Long night, keep your hands up in my. Footsteps on the stairs. Stay here, honey, I don't wanna share. Cause I like you. Listen for the best. My reputation's never been worse, so you must like me for me. Yeah, I want you. We can't make any promises now, can we, babe? But you can make me dream. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it chill that you're in my head? Cause I know that it's delicate. Is it cool that I said all that? Is it too soon to do this yet? Cause I know that it's delicate. When I look in
Swift.
When you hear two Taylor Swift songs back to back, you can win tickets to her show.
Yeah! On Kiss 92.5.
So is it that time?
Is it? Is it that time?
Uh-oh.
Is it?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Somebody just texted and was like, what's the keyword? No! Keyword you need all day today is reputation, by the way. You text that with your name to 925-555. Kiss 925. Good morning.
Midnight. You come and pick me up, no headlights. Long drive. Could end in burning flames, so paradise. Fade in the view. Oh, it's been a while since I have even heard from you. I should just tell you to leave, cause I know exactly where it leads, but I watch us go round and round each time. You got that
presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour.
Hello, hello. It's Roz and Mocha. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Megan.
All right, Megan, you're a Swiftie, I assume?
Yes, very much so.
All right, so you know how this works. You didn't win the tickets yet because we still got to give them away tomorrow morning. But
yes,
you are one step closer.
Okay. Thank you. I'm a huge fan of your show.
Okay. And obviously, you're super hyped because this is coming up this week and you've tried like hell everywhere to get these tickets, right?
Oh, like every single giveaway.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's crazy. Who would you bring with you if you won these tickets?
I have a friend, Nicole. We've tried to get tickets for months, so I would definitely take her.
Okay. Well, you have now qualified for the Taylor tickets for the November 23rd show down at Rogers Center. Listen tomorrow morning right here on the Roz and Mocha Show and and we may call you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Okay.
Hang on the line. All of this, thanks to Rogers, the proud presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour. Anytime you hear back-to-back Taylor Swift here on KISS, back-to-back Taylor Swift throwbacks, you are going to text Reputation along with your name to 925-555.
Being greedy
pays off.
I want to go greedy.
All right.
My answer is 1,643.
You're not going to be able to phone grandma for ages.
You have to wait to call her to tell her you're coming to pick her up.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
It's 92.5's Me or Greedy.
$92.
Or ticket chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4
on KISS 92.5.
Now that we've turned the clocks back, it's time to turn up the heat and book your sunshine with RedTag.ca's unbeatable vacation deals to paradise.
Yeah, whether you want a spontaneous trip or a well-planned vacation, RedTag.ca has flexible options for everyone, ensuring you can enjoy sunshine whenever you want.
More sunshine means more smiles. As always, treat yourself. Visit redtag.ca/kiss to book your next vacation package with exclusive savings for KISS 92.5 listeners. Certain conditions apply. Redtag.ca celebrating 20 years.
Picture this, a snowy morning, and you're staring at where your driveway used to be. Your neighbor's Toyota RAV4 with all-wheel drive cruises by unfazed, making winter look easy. You're thinking, that should be me. Yes. Yes, it should. It's time to upgrade your winner. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 RAV4 Hybrid LE all-wheel drive from $108 weekly for 40 months at 6.69% with $2,600 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
How do you, Subway holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon,
ooh,
crispy potato rings,
ooh,
and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants, extras additional, terms and conditions apply.
By the fireplace.
Join the circle of life at The Lion King. Don't miss your chance to experience the world's number one musical. The Lion King is one of the most awe-inspiring productions ever brought to life on stage. Feel alive at The Lion King. Now on stage at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre. Book at Mervish.com.
From November 7th to 13th, the Great Save event is on at SportCheck. Take 25% off full-priced items on the top brands in sport. Plus, save up to 50% on featured door crashers. See in store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
I said this year would be different, but I haven't bought a single gift.
Don't stress. Sephora has gifts for everyone on your list.
Really?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Go on. Do they like to smell nice? Valentino perfume. Do they have hair? Olaplex. Do they have lips? Charlotte Tilbury. Do they have skin? First Aid Beauty.
Okay, I got it. This holiday, don't overthink it. With Sephora, giving something beautiful is easy. Find exclusive gifts in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Experience the magic of the holiday season as the Distillery Winter Village returns November 13th to Toronto's historic Distillery District. Stroll cobblestone streets under a canopy of lights. Enjoy festive flavors. See Santa and take in the majestic 55-foot tall Christmas tree. With holiday photo ops at every turn, it's the picture-perfect place to capture your best holiday memories. Open at 10 a.m. daily. For tickets and event details, visit thedistillerywintervillage.com.
Why do I love getting my holiday gifts at Shoppers Drug Mart? The PC Optimum points. Perfume for mom? Points for me. Chocolates for the teachers? Oh yeah, points for me. Shoppers, you should totally go. Exclusions apply.
C93.5. CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by redtag.ca. Travel made easy.
Needy or greedy.
All right, y'all. Keyword you need all day today is dip, D-I-P. You text out with your name to 925-555 if you want to play needy or greedy. We will play every hour till 6 p.m. And we got money to give away. So if you're a fan of free money, text dip with your name to 925-555. We'll talk to you next on KISS.
I can read your mind. The time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights reflect sequin stars off her silhouette every night. I can show you lies. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile. And when you wanna die, he said he loved me all his life. But that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks. Cause I can do it with a broken heart.
been doing it since he left. I keep finding his things in drawers, crucial evidence I didn't imagine. The whole thing, I'm sure I can pass this test.
Fives, needy
or greedy?
Merle, hello. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Okay, so.
And it's Merle? Is that your name, Merle?
Yeah, Merle.
Lovely.
Irma Gertz. Thank you. Merle. Here we go. This is needy or greedy. This is how we play the game.
So, Merle, you got a choice to make, which is you can choose to be needy. And if that is the case, we're going to give you $92 just like that. No questions asked, girl. But you can choose to be greedy as well. And if you want to do that, you got to try and guess the exact amount right now sitting in the jackpot. We can tell you this. 1 hour ago, we were on with Evelyn, and Evelyn guessed $883. She was incorrect. That jackpot number is actually lower. So, Merle, are you going to be greedy or are you going to be needy?
I'm going to be greedy.
Greedy. Yeah.
All right. Merle, what is that greedy guess?
I'm going to guess 880.
880. You've been listening a lot, huh, Merle?
Yes.
And keeping track. What would you do with that money if you won?
I'm gonna start buying Christmas presents.
Yes.
All right. Let's find out if you're right, girl.
Yes.
Merle, who has been listening. There's listening, and then there's listening. All right, Merle, with the guess of $880. Here we go. Come on. Come on, Merle, you are.
Merle, hate to tell you this.
Oh.
It's not the answer. The jackpot is actually higher, than $880.
It's higher.
Oh my gosh.
It's higher.
Mm. Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah. Sorry, Merle.
I would have picked that. Oh, that was my second guess. Okay, thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.
Damn.
Yes, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yo, so someone's winning.
Wow.
Someone's winning the jackpot in the next, like, probably like the next gameplay at 10. Yeah. If you want to try for the cash, text DIP, D-I-P, along with your name to 925-555.
Yeah. This is KISS 92.5.
Home of Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings.
We out here.